Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Dalet, and we are going to start on the top of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. But in first, we just wanted to mention one other comment on Gimel Amud Bey. So the Gebraisa was discussing the comparison between Nedarim and Naziris based on a pasuk in Parshas Naso, where at the beginning of the Parsha of Nazir, we have the words of Neder and Nazir both found in the same pasuk. Ishki afli lindar Neder, Nazir, lahazir, lashem. So based on that, we compared Neder and Nazir. The first try was to compare it in regarding Yados. That's the context of our Mishnah. What is the source? That you know there's a concept of Yad l'Neder. So we said that is based on the connection to Nazir. The fact that you know there's Yad l'Neder. Nazirus. And we went back and forth, and just like you compare Nazir to Neder, you compare Neder to Nazir regarding Bal Yachel, regarding Bal Ta'acher, regarding Hafaras Ha'av, and Hafaras Habal. So we're discussing that issue of Bal Ta'acher when it comes to Nazir. And the Gemara asked, how is that possible? What's a case of Bal Yachel and Bal Ta'acher when it comes to Nazir? So Bal Yachel we came up with, and we discussed whether the Gemara was bothered that you never have a case of Bal Yachel independently, or you never have a case of Bal Yachel even with Naziris, because once you're in the Parsha of Nazir, there is no longer a Bal Yachel, or Bal Ta'acher, what is the case of Bal Ta'acher when it comes to Naziris? Where do you ever have a delay? Once you say you're a Nazir, then you're a Nazir, and therefore you have an Isser of Bal Yochel. So what kind of Bal Ta'acher is there? The Gemara said, we're talking about a case where somebody says, I'm going to be a Nazir when I want to be a Nazir. And the Gemara's maskana was that it's lo yipater mina olamat she'e Nazir, where somebody says he's going to be a Nazir before he dies, and therefore he has to be a Nazir right away, so that he makes sure that he is a Nazir compared to the Gittin case. Just one other hosafa where this comes up in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Ilchas Tainis, in Tav Kuf Samaches, the Shulchan Aruch talks about a case of pushing off a tainus like is discussed here in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mishanadol is anol sach tanios. Somebody says that they're going to fast a certain amount of days. Yachol litchosam ad yemos achoref. You can push them off to the winter months. Much shorter days. Right? It works out much better. So you're allowed to push them off. V'yachol lilvos yom aroch ul shalem yom katsar. To call echad mikri yom. Quoting the Shulchan Aruch. It's all called a day. You don't have to do it that day. And a person doesn't say, even though we don't know when a person is going to die, but a person doesn't say, I'm going to fast before, but he promised to do something. And he didn't say specifically the long days, and therefore he is allowed to do that. Says the Magen Avram, Dafka b'ne'enas, she'eno yachol l'kayim tekef, avo b'labach ye'en rashay l'tchosam. If there is no pressing reason for him not to do it right away, he should do it right away. Why? Chayshinan shema yamus. Unless Yimos Acharef is next week. But if not, he should do it sooner rather than later, because we don't know what tomorrow will bring. So that is the relating to our Gemara. Now let's get back to today's daf on the top of Dalet Amid Aleph. So the Gemara has a second answer. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar. A second answer to what is the case that somebody could violate Bal Ta'acher, the Isser of delaying one's neder, fulfillment of one's neder, when it comes to Nazirus. Right? After all, again, the question was, once he's a Nazir, he's a Nazir. So there's nothing to delay. So, first answer was that he says, I'm going to be one before he dies. And now we have number two. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Kegon Dinadar Vehu Bebeis Hakvaros. Or the Bach changes it to Dinazar, right? He makes a Nazirus, and he is in a cemetery. He's in a cemetery. That's a problem, because one of the three things a Nazir can't do is to become Tamei Meis, to be in a cemetery. So, he's not a Nazir yet. And therefore what? The Isra Bal Ta'acher is because he's not leaving the cemetery. As long as he doesn't leave the cemetery on purpose. So that is a violation of Bal Ta'acher. That is the Ron. The Ron says the second that he doesn't leave the cemetery, every second, so that is a problem, right? The Ron says right here, Shetzorach Lasseis Miyad, Ulakabo Olav Naziris. He's got to leave right away and be Makabo Naziris. Vechilo Nafik, Kamle Babal Ta'acher. And if he does not leave, he is in violation of Bal Ta'acher. That is a Chiddush. We don't realize the Chiddush of the Ron until we see the contrast. The Meiri says that if he doesn't leave that day, meaning, if he leaves in 3 hours from now, after making the Naziris, why should that make a difference? right? It's still the same day, it's still the same counting. Mixas hayom kekulo when it comes to Nazirus, so why should it make a difference? That's why the Me'iri adds in. V'yafalpikin, mishanazim rebeis akfaros, v'nishtai elasham v'mezid l'machroso, one more day, shenimsa ma'acher minyano, over b'val ta'acher, v'lokal shehiyaso sheshola machroso. If you wait the whole day, so that's when you're causing your Nazirus to start a day late, and therefore it's a problem. If one day, if I say I'm going to be a Nazir and I start a Nazir 2 hours later, that doesn't make a difference. Mixas hayom kekulo, I start today, even if I start an hour towards the end of the day or 3 hours now. Should it make a difference? That's what the footnotes at the bottom point out, that the other Rishonim don't mention this, but it makes a lot of sense that one has to wait till the next day. The Me'iri, though, says, no, the Me'iri's Lashon is Miyad, that even if one doesn't leave right now, maybe it doesn't have to do with the issue of counting, the issue of minyan, of the days. It has to do with, right now, you're in violation. Right now, you should be a Nazir. Maybe there's a different type of mixas yom kekulo, when you have more of the day in the mixas than less of the day. So therefore, the Ran doesn't mention anything about the following day. But that's an important discussion of the Ran and the Me'iri.
If he's Tamei, or
either way, so he's going to start counting the 7 days, you know, a day later, right? Even if it's not going to be a Nazir that day. Correct. Okay, so says the Gemara now. Ha nicha lamanda amar lo chaye alei naziris me'alter. This makes sense. This ukimta makes sense if he's not a nazir right away when he's in the cemetery. El lamanda amar me'alter chaye alei mi'ika bal ta'acher. The Gemara here is referring to a machlokas in Nazir daf tezayin between Rabbi Yochanan and the Reish Lakish. And what's the machlokas about? What happens if I say I'm a nazir, harini makaba alei naziris in a cemetery, and then I eat grapes? Do I violate the Isser of Naziris of eating grapes? Fine, I'm Tamei Meis. I can't make myself more Tamei Meis. But what about the other issues? Is Naziris Chal in some way in the cemetery? That is the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Ran quotes it. Rabbi Yochanan holds, E achil v'shasi yayin b'beis akvar is lucky to chayel alei Naziris miyad. Rabbi Yochanan says, for eating the grapes, drinking the wine, you're going to get Malkus right away in the cemetery. Well, the Reish Lakish, lo chayla, le naziris miyad. Reish Lakish says no. And not only is that a nafkamina, but the other nafkamina is when they go out of the cemetery, do they have to be makabal the naziris again? Or is it automatic? Rabbi Yochanan said it's automatic. You don't have to be makabal it again. You're a nazir. Now this is just mashlim when you go out, the rest of the halachas of naziris. And Reish Lakish says no, you have to be makabal it again when one goes out. So the Gemara says, ha nicha, you can violate Baal Ta'acher according to Reish Lakish, that you're not a Nazir yet. El Alamanda Amar may alter, but if you say that you are a Nazir right away, then there's no Baal Ta'acher. Ma'ika Baal Ta'acher. Question. The Ode. And also, says the Gemara, according to everybody, it's a problem. Why? Ha'amar Mar Baravashi. Chayle Naziris Alei may alter. Really, everybody agrees that you're a Nazir right away. Even Reish Lakish agrees to that. V'chi pligi le'inyin malchus pligi. The only machlokas is if you're going to get malchus if you eat the grapes in the Beis HaKfaris. But everybody agrees it's usur. Everybody agrees you shouldn't, that you are a nazir right away. So therefore, we're stuck. So we're saying, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, this ukimta doesn't seem to fit that you're going to violate Baal Ta'achar, because everybody says that something is chal right away. So the Gemara answers, Afilu hachi kim lebe Baal Ta'achar. No, still you're going to violate Baal Ta'achar. Why? Mishum tekama acher nezirus de tahara. Because your full nezirus of tahara, of having the halachas of not being tamei meis, that you're delaying if you don't go out. Even if some other halachas of Naziris are there, but the Naziris de Tara, you are delaying from starting, and therefore you're going to violate Baal Ta'acher because of that. And one more line for this answer, Amar Avashi, Ho of a Cain. Since this is so, right, that kind of lashon is also not so common, Ho of a Cain. Sometimes we say, Hashta to us is Lahachi, in other areas of Shas. Ho of a Cain, that might be another example of Lishna de Nedarim Mishune, as we had in the rush on that base. Ho of a Cain, Nazir Shetime Atzmo Bemezid. What if a Nazir purposely becomes Tamei? Over Mishum Baal Ta'acher, de Naziris Tara. So then again, if you want to say the root is the issue of not being able to fulfill as Naziris Batara, so one should violate Baal Ta'acher, not just Naziris, when one becomes Tamei Bemezid and pushes off the Naziris Tara that he has to do. Okay, this is all option number two. What is the case of Bal Ta'acher Dinaziris that's discussed by the Braisa? So the case number one was where a person says that he wants to be a Nazir before he dies. So he has to be a Nazir right away. If he pushes that off, that's going to violate Bal Ta'acher. Number two is this case where he's Bebeis HaKvaros and he's pushing off Naziris de Tahara. The big discussion here in the Rishonim is what the Gemara end up saying Lamaskana, that everybody agrees that you're a Nazir right away. The Machlokas is what about Malkus? You might get Malkus. Let's think about this. I'm going to get Malkus for Bal Ta'acher for not leaving the cemetery. Ask the Rishonim. Isn't that a lav she'ein bo maisa? I'm not doing anything. I'm not going out. So why should I get Malkus for that? And the Gemara seems to say you're going to get Malkus. So the Ran has the answer, the most obvious answer. So maybe this is according, I'm sorry, the Rush. Ask this, and if you look in the Rush on the right side, be a leave it, the man da amar, lav she'ein bo maisa, lo kana lav. Okay, that's always an easy answer. Machlokas Tanoim and Meseches Makos. So this Gemara is going according to the Shita that says you do get Malkus even on a lav she'ein bo maisa. Number one. But then the Rush has another answer. Inami Isser Malkus Ika. Sometimes you have an Avera that might be categorized as an Isser Malkus, even though one doesn't get Malkus. Right there, the Chumras HaAvera. This is a question in the Achronim, and we say you don't get Malkus for a certain Avera. Does that reflect that it's less of an Avera? Or no, there's a technical reason why you don't get Malkus, but it's still the same Chumra of Avera. L'may Nafkemina, are you Pasal La'edus? The Rambam says in Hilchas Edus, when is somebody Pasal La'edus? So there are money pasal edus, that's Rosh Hashanah Chamas, but besides that, if somebody violates a lav, sheyesh bo malchus, or worse, mises bezdin, kares, so what if a lav doesn't get malchus? You're not going to be pasal edus, so it could be no. It's an iser sheyesh bo malchus. It happens to be that you're not going to get malchus because of lav sheyesh bo maisa. So that's the second answer of the Rush. So maybe the Gemara doesn't literally here mean malchus, but it means an iser of malchus. That's the Rush. If you look in the Ran says, no, you know why you're going to get Malkus? You're doing an action. The Malkus means if you eat grapes. If you eat grapes in the cemetery, you're going to get Malkus. Ilok yalachilas anovim ba'oda bebeis akvaris. That is the issue. So all of those are answers that, you know, we could explain the case, but it doesn't say the lumdus that we're about to say. Tosus and Nazir gives a different answer. One line, the question is, what does Tosus mean? Tosus and Nazir, Daf Yud Zayin, asked this question, and he said on the bottom line, Delav sheyesh bo maisahu, bameh she'eino yotze misham, kisheno der benazir. Not leaving is called an action, says Tosus. Delav sheyesh bo maisahu, bameh she'eino yotze misham, kisheno der benazir. That's Tosus, the bottom line, Nazir Yud Zayin about Aleph. What does Tosus mean? That's not an action. You're not leaving. That's an inaction. So why is that called an action in halacha? Why is that deemed, says Tosfos, the lav sheyesh bo maisa? So explains the Mishnah Lamelech. In Hilchos Bias Mikdash, we find certain averos in the Torah called a lav sheyesh bo maisa. You're going to get malchus for it. And this is what he says Tosfos' shot is. Based on an earlier action. Even if you're not doing an action right now. That's the Mishnah Lamelech suggestion. For example, let's say I'm wearing shatnez, and somebody tells me, take off the shatnez, and I don't take off the shatnez. And somebody tells me, take off the shatnez, and I got asra, and I'm a kabbalah asra, and I don't take off. So there are gemaras that say you're going to get malchus for that. What do you mean? It's not taking off shatnez. So the answer is, Tosfos in Shavuos Daf Yud Zayin says, well, you originally put on the clothing. There's your action. So the original action of putting on the clothing and your continuous wearing shatnez, that's called an action. Did you have to know it was shatnez when you put it on? That's not clear. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe if I didn't even know it was shatnez. But the fact that I did a physical action and now I am doing an avera by not taking off the clothing, so that is enough to be called a lav sheyesh bo maisa. Says the Mishnah Lamelech. If you look in the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, in the end of Paragimel, he has a humongous piece, classic Mishnah Lamelech, like eight columns, but all the way at the end, the last paragraph, that's where he talks about this. He says, V'gabi kilayim, she'ein bo kaimalan karavashi, delucky, im shoha kadein lifsho v'lilbosh, after kaimalan lav she'ein bo maisa in lokin alav, mishim dechashiv shihia kemaisa, kivon detchilas halavisha al yedei maisa. because he originally had a maisa, and then he has the suffik. Did you have to know it was shatnez when you put it on? That's a suffik. Unclear. But he says, and that's shot of Tosfos and Nazir, because you did an action when you went into the cemetery. I walked into the cemetery. So what? I wasn't a Nazir at that moment. But I did an action, and it is mitzuraf to the later inaction. That is the suggestion of the Mishnah Melech, what the pshat of Tosfos is. The problem is it doesn't sound that way from Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't say a word about an earlier action. He just says, not going out is called an action. So the Mishnah Melech is adding, because of the action that he did earlier. So Iker Chasar Menah Sefer. So the stipler in Nazir has a different pshat. He says, no. He says, how do you look at physical actions? When I move, okay, that's a physical act. That's a Yishba Maisa. But Yishba Maisa means I am choosing to do something with my body. That's what Yishba Maisa means. So even if I choose not to leave, just conceptually, that in halacha could be called an action. That's a lav sheyesh, that's a yesh b'maisa. I'm choosing to do something with my body. I can move it, I cannot move it. But that's all called the choice that I'm doing with my body. So that's enough, and that's what he thinks Tosfos says. He says, the kol hecha, this is in Simon Hay in the Kilos Yaakov, in Nazir. The kol hecha shena'asis maisa begufa adam, hainu, she'im gufo nif'al maisa. Nifal Maisa. Vehu Yachol is Salek Masha Asui Begufo. I could change it right now. Elishahu Rotsepo. But no, I want to stay here. Kolki Agavna Nechsha Maisa Shalo. Ava Pishahu Memela. Even though it's a Memela, it's a passive action, if we could call it that. Kigona Omei Be'ezamako Mertso No. If I'm standing someplace and I want to be here, misyaches ha'amida l'ha'adam, v'lo nechshav sh'ha'adam mu'amad sham. If I go and stand somewhere, so am I called standing there, or am I called, oh, now I'm there passively? No, I went there. Now I am standing there. I am actively standing there. Ella sh'ha'adam omeid sham. Right, so a person is there. And he says a little remez to this, not exactly, but a little remez to this is the case in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Aleph. Somebody's walking and they trip on their own feet and they fall down. And then somebody behind me, the Kadr case, somebody trips over me. So I might be called Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik, what did I do? I'm just sitting on the floor. What am I doing? The answer is because being there, not getting up, Hayelach HaLamod, the Gemara says. If I should have gotten up, then Memela, that's not Bor. You might say that's bor. No, it's adam hamazik. What do you mean? What am I mazik? Standing there and not getting up is called my hezek. It's called my maisa hezek. So he said that's not a foolproof raya, but that's the same idea that not getting up could be called an action. So again, why is this a lachi yishba maisa? Why do you get malchus? Number one, the Rush says it's according to the sheet of lachi yishba maisa, you get malchus. Number two, maybe it's an iser malchus and not lemaisa getting malchus. Number three, says the Ran, maybe eating the grapes is the Maisa. It's not the Isser for not leaving the cemetery. Number four is Tosfos and Nazir. Not leaving is called a Maisa. Why? So either it's the Mishnah Melech because of the earlier action that you did, it's Mitzurif to that, or the Stipler, no, just not leaving is called a Maisa. The last point, just to mention, the last suggestion is the Maharav Ranchberg on that Tosfos and Nazir. Sometimes we have the Hagos of Rabbi Tzala Ranchberg on the bottom of the Gemara. So there he says, well, look at the Mishnah Malach in Schirus. We've mentioned that Mishnah Malach in the past. When you have a lav that could be done with a Maisa, then even in a specific case, it's not done with a Maisa, it's still called a lav sheyishba Maisa. There's a machlokas about that. For example, the Mishnah Malach was talking about a case of chasima, of muzzling an animal. Let's say my animal is about to eat from property, and I scream at the animal, and I make the animal not eat. What's called chasma bekol. I don't put a muzzle on the animal's mouth, but I scream at the animal. So you get malchus, the Rambam says, for that. Why do you get malchus? You didn't do an action, you just screamed. The answer is because chasima is usually done with an action, by putting a muzzle on the animal. So even though here it's not, it's still called a lav sheyishba maisa. So maybe that's what's going on here, because the act usually is done with a maisa. Right? Keep in mind, that's the opposite of other Rishonim. For example, the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says, if you could, in most, not all cases, but in a number of cases, the Chinuch says, if you could do an action without a Maisa, then even if you happen to do it with a Maisa, you're not going to get Malchus, because it's going to be called a Lav She'ebo Maisa. That's what the Chinuch says on the Isser of taking revenge, Nekama. Let's say I take revenge, and I go and I smash something at my friends, and I ruin it. I'm not going to get Malchus for that, because you could take revenge without a Maisa. You could take revenge by not telling him information that you should tell him. Whatever it is. So, that's a machlokas, but that's the last suggestion that we can mention here. But again, this is where a lot of the action here is on Amman Aleph in terms of Baal Ta'acher in the cemetery. Okay, now let's go to number three. Third suggestion, what is the case of Baal Ta'acher for Naziris? Rav Acha, about the 12th line. Rav Acha, Bered Rabika Amar, over Baal Ta'acher, Tiglachto. You're violating Baal Ta'acher with your Tiglachas, with the haircut that a Nazir, let's say a Nazir finishes his Naziris. If he doesn't get a haircut, that is delaying a mitzvah. That's the Baal Ta'acher. Velomi boy lamanda amar tiglachas ma'akeves. And not only according to the opinion that says that your tiglachas, the haircut that he gets, is ma'akev him from finishing his nazirus. Elafi lamanda amar tiglachas ain't a ma'akeves. Even if you want to say the tiglachas is not ma'akev, mitzvahs giluach mi'alo mekayim. Still, the lachadchila mitzvah. That's enough to create Baal Ta'acher. The mitzvah of tiglachas, we know, is a mitzvah. If you look in the Rambam, we're going to talk about this again, Baruch Hashem. At the end, after the Masechta, when we get to Naziris, there are 10 mitzvos. 10 out of 613. That's a pretty big percentage. 10 out of 613 that applies to a Nazir. 10 mitzvos. 2 assays and 8 los assays. The 2 assays both have to do with the hair. One mitzvah assay is to grow the hair long, and the other mitzvah assay is to cut the hair. The tiglachas. Those are the 2 mitzvahs assay relating to Nazir, and all the other los assays mostly have to do with grapes and wine. Most. The other one is not to cut the hair, one is not to go into Ohel HaMeis, and one is not to become Tamei Meis, right, a double. Tumas Meis and Ohel HaMeis. And all the others, you can't drink wine, you can't drink any mixture from wine, you can't drink grapes, there's an issur of raisins, there's an issur of seeds, there's an issur of peels, right, every little element based on the psukim, but 10 mitzvos, but one of them is Tiglachas Naziris. That's number 10, the Rambam says. In the Kotera Tilchas Naziris. She yigaleach al ha-karbanos kishe yashlin niziruso o kishe itame. The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. If I ruin my Naziris by becoming tame, I have to start again. I have to get a haircut and start again. That haircut is also part of a mitzvah. Again, not a mitzvah that we want to do, but it's a mitzvah. So getting a haircut is part of the mitzvah, is a mitzvah saseh daraisa, and that's what the Gemara here says. That one violates Baal Ta'acher if one delays that haircut. What does the Nazir do about Payas? So, the Gemara will talk about that in Maseches Nazir. Right? Does he, Asid Ocholos Aseh? He's got to cut off his entire, like Mitzorah. Mitzorah also gets a Tiklachas. But not for now. Fourth shot. Mar Zutra Breder of Mari Amar Over Baal Ta'acher Karbanosav. Similar answer. Baal Ta'acher, if another does not bring his Karbanos that he's supposed to bring at the end of his Naziris, so then he violates Baal Ta'acher. So that is the fourth and final answer. Just a ha'ara on that. When we talk about the karbanos of a Nazir, Rabbi Chanan has a very interesting question in Beitza, in Simin Nun Beis in Beitza. There is a machlokes rishonim. That's how one gets to most hakiras. There's a machlokes rishonim, and we have to figure out what it's based on. There's a machlokes rishonim between the Ravid and Tosvos. Tosvos and Beitza Daf Chaf. Whether a Nazir is allowed to use Meiser Shady money to bring his Karbanos. We know usually, if you're obligated to bring a Karban, you can't double dip. If I have Meiser Shady money and I owe a Karban Chatos, I can't double dip. I gotta bring the Chatos and I have to buy Meiser Shady, I have to buy Karbanos with my Meiser Shady money, you know, Nedarim and Nedavis. Anything that I have to do, kol davar shebechova, ein abo ela ben achulin. And that's the rule. So there is a machlokas rishonim. If I'm a nazir and I have to bring my covenants of naziris, can I buy them with my maaser sheni money, or do I have to buy separately my nazir karbanos and my maaser sheni money? I have to buy some shalmei nedava. So machlokas anam. So what would I have said? I would have said you can't. You have to bring your karbanos of naziris. It's a chiyuv. So of course you cannot bring your use it for your Meister Shani money. So the question is, Tosas and Beitza says you can. So why would that be? Why would that be? So Rabbi Chanan says, well, how do we look at Karbanos of a Nazir? Do we look at it as, well, once you buy into the system, once you became a Nazir, Memela, Hashem tells you, you're obligated in these Karbanos. Is that how it works? If that's true, then you can't use Meister Shani money. Because once you did step one, once you became a Nazir, Memela Hashem says, these are all the Karbanos that you must bring. That's one conceptual way of looking at the Karbanos of a Nazir. And then that's like what the Ravid says. You can't use Maaser Sheni money. But maybe there's another way. I volunteer to be a Nazir. I choose to be a Nazir. So maybe the Nazirus never loses that character. My Karbanas of a Nazir are looked at as Karbanas that I promised to bring. Not that Hashem said I have to bring. But they're always looked at as a person who was no-dare to be a Nazir, and therefore, if that's true, then he could make any condition that he wants built in. That I'm doing this, I'm a Nas, that, you know, I could use my Maaser Sheni money. And that's what Tosfos would say. Derive it sphere late the chi of Karbanas Benazir, Ainan al yide kabalaso, de ain sora el kabel gufanaziris, verachmana rami anazir chi of Karbanas. That's the Rivet. Vidas atosvas the chi of Karbanas ba al yide kabalaso, kamo koltine nazir. I decided everything. So my Karbanas are also part of that. So that's the machlokas, a chakira about Karbanas of a Nazir, how they're looked at. And that's what's talked about here when we talk about Baal Ta'acher of Karbanos. Maybe it fits in nicely to Baalei HaTosfos. I mean, it's not impossible to learn it like the other Shita, but that's just an important Chakira to be aware of. Okay, second half of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, so what did we just say? The Isra Baal Ta'acher by Naziris is learned out from the comparison to Neder. And then we just spent a half an Amud, so what's the case of Al Ta'acher? But we got into this whole discussion from yesterday's Braisa because of the comparison between Neder and Nazir. So says the Gemara, Umin Hachanafgale? Do we really learn the Isra of Baal Ta'acher by a Nazir because of the comparison to Neder? Me'asam Nafgale. But there's a different source. Ki Darosh Yidrishenu, right, in the context of Neder in Kiseitse, Elu Chatos Vashamos. So there, in the where it says Baal Ta'acher, Lo Sa'acher L'shamo Kiz Daroshi Rishenu. So that's where you learn it from. It's a pasuk, and that includes Karbanas Chatas and Asham, and another brings a Chatas and Asham. So Gemara said, no, Ma'od Detema Chiddush Shachitcha Torah BeNazir. Now you might say Nazir is different because it has a Chiddush. Nazir is a Chiddush. What does it mean Chiddush? So we mentioned many times, Tosfos in the first parak of Yevamos says Chiddush doesn't mean we wouldn't have known it if the Torah wouldn't have said it, because that's most of the Torah. We wouldn't have known most of the Torah if the Torah wouldn't have said it. Chiddush means davar hasoser es haklal, something that goes against the normal rules of the system of the Torah. That's what chiddush means. And the Gemara calls baser b'chalav a chiddush. The Gemara calls edim zomim a chiddush. The Gemara calls motzi shemra a chiddush, because each of those contexts have something that goes against the normal rule. Motzi shemra, we just had a latest in Ksubis. Why is that? Because there you're chayav two punishments. That's against the normal rule of kimle b'drava minei. They're your chayev malchus and mamon. Basa b'chalav, two things that are mutter. You put them together, you cook them together, they become aser. Right? Very unusual. So that's the Gemara's question, issue here, that Nazir here has a chiddush. So my chiddush. So what's the chiddush of Nazir that would require us to have a separate source and not just learn it out from Chatas and Asham? So, Ilema, Dilo Matvis Leila Chatas Nazir Beneder, is it that you can choose to be no Dave and volunteer to bring a Chatos of a Nazir? Let's say I'm feeling close to Hashem. I want to voluntarily bring a Karban. So you can bring a Shlamim. Can I bring, what if I want to volunteer a Chatos Nazir for some reason? So you can't do that. You can't be Matvis. You can't create that type of Karban. So maybe that's its Chiddush, that usually you could create a Karban and here you can't. The Gemara says, that's not unique. Hare Chatos Chelev. A regular Chatos. What does the rule Gemara say? More than once. Ein chatas ba benedava. Any chatas. Chatas is ba'al chait. A chatas chelev. She'ein matfisa beneder. Va'over ba'al ta'acher. A regular chatas. If you all carbon chatas, you violate ba'al ta'acher, even though it's not, you can't create a carbon chatas. Question mark. That can't be the chiddush. It's not so unique. Whenever the Gemara, in Zvachim and elsewhere, and here, talks about a regular chatas, it's called a chatas chelev. Even though there are many Averos that you're chayav a karban chatas for. But it's called a chatas chelev. Why is it called a chatas chelev? So the Rush, right here, fourth to last line in the Rush. The Rush says, because it's just very common. How many Averos are you doing that you're chayav a chatas? Not kosher is probably one that's common, right? They probably had chelev more around in those days. It wasn't like there was butcher shops. And they went to the butcher shop and they came home. Maybe there was a piece that was still connected. Who knows? Says the Rush, four lines from the bottom. Kol chatos nikro shem chatos chelev. Kedisa besota. Bedinu shidei chatos chelev tuna nesachim. Ki rov shigegas kares. shenechshal ba'adam hi al yidei chelev hamatzi b'socha bayis. Right, so it's just common. The Torah says it's the most common aveira that you might be chayav chatas for. That's why it's there. If you look in Rashi, there in Sota, Rashi says it's a different shot. He says no, because if you look in Vayikra, in Parshas Vayikra, chelev, the Israel of chelev is said right next to carbon chatas. So that's the reason that's the one that is picked. Either way, there's the Rashi there and the Rashi here. So back to the Gemara's question. So what is the chiddush? So second try. Elamai chidushe. What's the chiddush of Sota? What's the chiddush of Nazir? Sakadai the chamina. Ho'al ve'ma maharini Nazir. Afilu menachartzon. Havi Nazir lakol. What if somebody says, I hereby accept to be a Nazir from grape seeds? That's it. I don't want to be a full-fledged Nazir. I hereby accept to be a Nazir from grape seeds. What's the halacha? You're a Nazir. You're a full Nazir. There's no such thing as partial Naziris. Have a Nazir lakol. So that's a chiddush. I didn't have in mind to be a Nazir, and I am a Nazir. So maybe that's its unique halacha. So Gemara says, Ema lo lavar alei misha bal ta'acher. That's why I might have thought that you don't violate bal ta'acher, because it's different than other contexts. Kamash v'lan, that's what you need, a second source for bal ta'acher. Not just Darosh Yid Rishenu, but also the comparison to Nedarim. So the Gemara says, Hani chalamanda amar ki nazir min acharton avi nazir lakol. That works according to that shita. If you say that if you're Nazir from Chartzon, you're Nazir for everything, so then that's why, that's its uniqueness. El Reb Shimon to Amar, a Nazir achi Yazir mikulan, but Reb Shimon, who says in more than one place, Naziris has to be very explicit. Very explicit. So here, if you didn't accept to be a full Nazir, you're not, then this din is wrong. So therefore, Michael Amaber, then you're back to the question, we still need something unique about Naziris. Va'od, and also, what are we saying? Because it's a Chiddush, and you have this chumrah, therefore you might not violate bal ta'acher. That direction doesn't fit. Va'od hai chiddush l'chumrahu. What do you mean? It should be a kol shekein. We're saying, Naziris has a unique chumrah, so that should be a reason that you don't violate bal ta'acher. That shouldn't be. If you have a kula, you could say that, but not a chumrah. Tosas points out here on the bottom. You do find some of the chidushim in other contexts. L'chumra. So it's not a bomb kasha, this kasha. Like Adam Zomerman. Adam Zomerman is a chiddush. Why? Because we trust the second witnesses instead of the first witnesses. And we kill the first witnesses. That's a chumra. That's to create a chiddushu. So Tosa says, don't take this question so strong, because sometimes we do just say, it has a chumra just to say, we say chiddush is just that it's different. Doesn't matter what direction it goes in. Okay, in any case, we're on the bottom line. Ella, third try. What is the unique halacha that applies to a nazir that would require us to have a separate makar for bal ta'acher? So Ella mai chidushe, tesakidai dechamina, I might have said, if I only had one source. Ho'il v'im gilech al achas mishlashton yatza. If you got your tiglachas, if the nazir got his haircut after only bringing one of his three karbanos, Yatza, he's still Yotze, the mitzvah, lo lavar alei b'bal ta'acher. So you see, Naziris has flexibility. You see, even if you get your hair cut, you cut the process short, you know, it still works. So maybe b'bal ta'acher shouldn't apply. Kamash malan, that is why you need the second source. Period. So that one works. But we still add another one also. That's one answer why it's unique. V'bayasema, my chidushe, another answer. Mishum, let's go back to the first answer. Mishum de lo matfisu b'neder. Right, we say, because you cannot create a chatas nazir. I can't go and say, I hereby promise to bring a chatas nazir to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't do that. So that's unique. So what was the Gemara's problem with that, though? V'ha dekakashe l'cha chatas chelev. Chatas chelev was a problem, because chatas chelev, you also can't do that. So the Gemara says, no. Chatas chelev is different. Chatas chelev, ka'asyula kapara. Chatas chelev, though, you need to bring your carbon chatas in general to get a kapara. So that's why bal ta'acher needs to apply to it. Because there's halachic pressure for you to bring this animal. To bring this carbon. So that's why, even though you're right, it's unique, you can't be no Dave it, but there's still another halachic reason why we'll apply bal ta'acher. Because you need to get this kapara. Chatas nazir l'mayasya. But the chatas of a nazir, what's the purpose? What do you have to bring it for? Exclamation point. And therefore, because there's no pressure for you to bring this carbon, what? For you to be able to drink wine. The Ron says, what's your mitzvah of drinking wine? That's his line. So we might say, what about Kiddush? What about Dalakosos? That's the Rabbanan. right? Drinking the wine, we paskin, the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush, we'll get to this at the beginning of Nazir. The mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush is only saying the words. Zacharas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. The holding the wine is a machlokas. There are three shittas in the Rishonim, right? Most Rishonim, what we hold, the chinuch, the Rambam and others, only saying the words is d'oraisa. Everything else is d'rabbanan. There is a Tosfos in Arvi Psachim that says even holding the cup of wine is d'oraisa. But then there's the mefarish in the beginning of Nazir, Daf Dalid, which says that even drinking the wine. But that's a collector's item shita, right? That's not the accepted shita, drinking the wine. So that's what the Ran says here. The Ran says, when is there a mitzvah d'oraisa to drink wine? Dalid kosos is d'rabbanan. So that's what the Ran says. When you never have halachic pressure to drink wine, so therefore there wouldn't be there's a havamina would be that there wouldn't be bal ta'acher, kamashvulan, that's where you need the second source. Okay. Good. One ha'ara though. The Ran says here, and this is the first time we're going to talk about this, it's going to come up a lot in this Masechta, isn't a Nazir also somewhat bringing a chatas l'kapara? Doesn't the Gemara say, comes up many places in Shas, the next place we're going to have it is on Daf Yud, 5 blot from now. The Gemara says, according to one of the Tanaim, a Nazir is called a sinner. A Nazir is called a chote. And that's why he brings a carbon chatas. So asks the Ran on the Gemara, what do you mean? We said chatas chelev is l'kapara. So a Nazir is also, the Ran says, yeah, but not really. It's not the same thing. Not the same thing. I do an Aveira, I have to bring a carbon chatas to wipe out the Aveira. Fine. But by a Nazir, what's my Aveira? That I cause myself to suffer a little bit. It's more of like a hashkafic Aveira than a halachic Aveira. It doesn't go on the, it's not one of the 365, right? It's that we know there are 10 mitzvahs related to a Nazir, and the two losas says are not being a Nazir. Yeah, they're carbon chatas, but it's more of a hashkafic sin than a halachic sin, according to that day. And that's why it wouldn't be called a problem here. There's nothing more to say on that, but let me just finish the next two lines, which we didn't get to finish. Vahare chatas yoledes. What do you mean? What about a chatas yoledes? A carbon chatas that a woman who had a baby brings. Dolo asila kapara, that also is not brought for any sin, any halachic sin. The Gemara says she swears she's not going to have any other babies. Fine, but halachically there's not real any sin. Va'avar alemishon bal ta'acher, and yet there's bal ta'acher there. So, why do you need a separate source in our case? The Gemara says, no, there is halachic pressure by the Yoledes also. Ha'hi kashayi le'lemecha b'kachim. There's still pressure for her to eat karbanos. She can't eat karbanos until she brings her karban. So that's why there is pressure for her to bring her karban, unlike Nazir, which there is no pressure to bring anything. Okay, there's a lot to talk about on these lines. Let's mention two or three points. Number one, going back to what we just mentioned, about the Nazir being a sinner. That is a Machlokas Tanoim, but the people who made that Machlokas famous is the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Naso, the Ramban says, amazingly, he is the fan of a Nazir. He says a Nazir is a good thing. The Nazir is called a Kadosh. Why are you bringing a Chatas? Unbelievable line in the Ramban. Why do you bring a Karban Chatas? Because he is no longer being a Nazir. It's the only carbon that we have that's brought al shem ha'asid. Because he has decided no longer to be a Nazir, he brings a carbon chatas. Unbelievable. Where does he get a model like this from? That's the Ramban. Ki hu ata nazir b'kedush aso, v'ra'ui hayalol sheyazir la'olam, v'yamod kol yomav nazir, v'kadosh le'elokav. Hinei utzara kapara b'shuvo lihitameh b'tavas ha'olam. Unbelievable. That's the Ramban in the beginning of Perek Vav Yud Aleph in Naso. The Rambam, classic, right? Kedarka Makodesh, the Rambam says, what are you talking about? He didn't say that to the Ramban. He never saw the Ramban. But the Rambam says, both in Hilchas Deos, short, and in Shmona Prakim, in his Akdamah to Pirkei Avos, he says, no! A Nazir is a sinner. A Nazir is a bad thing. That's not the way to get close to Hashem. Maybe it's a stopgap measure that you feel you're going overboard. You need to go to an extreme. It's the Nazir diet, right? You gotta go to extreme because I'm having too much. So I got to go to the extreme for a couple of weeks, but most diets aren't healthy to stay on forever. Most diets you got to do for a month, and then little by little you get back into it. So that the Rambam says that's what a Nazir is. That's not what you're supposed to do. That's not normal. That's not an ideal. The Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, Lo Dayachem Asher Torah. But it's about 365. It's not enough what the Torah says is Asher. You got to add on extra things. So that's what the Rambam says in Paragimel of Hilchos Deos, and at length, beautifully, in Shmona Prakim, in the fourth parak, where he talks about, that's where he expands at length about the Shvil HaZahav. Everything in life has to be balanced. You have to be a balanced religious personality. You can't be too much this way, too much that way. You can't give away too much money. You can't keep too much money. You can't be too this, too that. Obviously, except for Kas and Gaiva, as he says elsewhere. But then he says, in this towards the end of the parak, he says, Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh, Machimas Pesi, Lo Zachra Davar Mizeh. The Torah never says that it's a good thing to fast and it's a good thing to roll around in the snow and to torture yourself. Never, Torah never says that. One day a year, Yom Kippur. But that's it. But if you look throughout Navi, throughout the Gemara never says that it's a good idea to torture oneself. One has to be involved in the world and sanctify the world. So that Machlokes, Rambam Ramban, is about how one looks at a Nazir. Number one. Number two, the other point to mention is, what's the last line of the Gemara? The last line is important for another sugya. Oh, it's important. There's counter pressure because she has to eat kachim. Is there a mitzvah for a woman to eat karbanos? Is there a mitzvah for a woman? So that is a discussion. There is for sure a mitzvah for Kohanim to eat karbanos. For Kohanim to eat karbanos, there is for sure a mitzvah. Which karbanos? That also is a discussion. The Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos in the 10th parak says there's for sure a mitzvah for Kohanim to eat kachim kachim. And then he, as if throws in, as if it's a second stage, you know what? And kachim kalim is also included. But it's clearly two stages. The Rambam says in Maaseh Karbanos, Perek Yud, the Rambam says, Achilas Chatas, Va'asham, Mitzvah Zaseh, Shenemar, V'yachlu Osam Asher Kupar Bohem, Kohanim Ochlim U'Bayilim Eskaprim. And then he says, V'hu Adin, L'shar Kodshim, Sha'ochlim Kohanim, Sha'achilasan Mitzvah. That's it. If you look at the Rambam, and then he says, eating a Karban Mincha, also a Kachik Kachim. Nowhere in the Rambam does he say that Bailim, the Yisraelim, if I bring a Karban Shlomim, is there a mitzvah for me to eat my portion? Okay, I have to eat it so it doesn't become nosar. That's true. But is there a mitzvah zaseh that I get by eating a karban? In the Rambam, doesn't say a word about the Bialim. He only says about Kohanim. But if you look in Rashi, in Psachim Nutes, Beferish, and the Ramban, in his Hosafas to the mitzvahs, he says the Rambam forgot this mitzvah, the Bialim eating is a mitzvah also. And that's the pashtus of this Gemara. The pashtus of this Gemara. We're talking about Yoledes, right, a Yoledes can never eat Kachi Kachim. Even if she's the wife of a Kohen, Kachi Kachim are only for Zichrei Kahuna. Right, that's it. So a woman can never eat Kachi Kachim. So that is the simple interpretation of this Gemara, that there is a mitzvah for even the Bailam to eat. And we're not going to get into the whole sugi again, but remember the lumdis that many Achronim say. We usually quote it from the Beis Halevi, but I saw it yesterday from the Ar Sameach. Our Sameach says the same exact thing. By most karbanas, the mitzvah is for the karban to be eaten, not for me to eat it. So even, let's say there's not enough karban for me to eat, so even if I'm a nice guy, so I can let other, let's say there's not enough, you know, meat for the whole base av, I'll let you eat it. That's not considered anything bad. Because the mitzvah is just to make sure it's eaten. Unlike karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is the only karban that is a chiv gavra for each person to eat a kazayis. Right, unlike most other karbanos, that it's just totally on the chefza of the karbanos. That's the Ar Sameach in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. Same as the Beis Halevi also says that in the beginning of the tshuvas. Okay, we're going to continue now. Just to keep in mind, there's one other point, which I'll just mention the question and not the answer. Rabbi Kiva Eger here again asks a question without answering it. He says the Gemara, we're trying to figure out Baal Ta'acher of a Nazir, right? When does that apply? So Gemara says, well, it applies by Yoledes. So the Gilyan Hashah says, how do you know? Why is it more obvious by a Yoledes than a Nazir? They're both unusual cases. They're both not Baal Chait. Why does the Gemara assume that it for sure applies to Yoledes? He just throws up his hands. I don't know why it's more obvious by a Yoledes than a Nazir. That's what he says on the bottom. Here he doesn't say Hashem Yair Einai. He just says Sarachian. Sarachian. Okay. Let's continue. Amar Mar. Now we're getting to the next part of the Brisa that was quoted. We're leaving Baal Ta'acher. Uma Nedarim Ha'av Mefer Nidre Bito. Ubal Mefer Nidre Ishto. The Brisa says, just like the Nedarim, you have the concept of Hafara. That's a Pasuk in Chumash. Af Niziris Ha'av Mefer Niziris Bito. Ubal Mefer Niziris Ishto. So to the father, says the Gemara, Lama Li Hekesha. Why do you need the Hekesh between Nedarim and Nazir? Tesi B'mamatzinu Mi Nedarim. Just learn it from a mamatzinu. Remember, what's a mamatzinu? Just the two concepts are similar, so just compare the two. Right, there a neder, a nazir. What do you need a hekesh for? Right, we already alluded to this yesterday. The Ran says it right here, but we said it yesterday from the Rashba. The Rashba was the grand rabbi of the Ran. The Ran says, why is the Gemara only asking this question here and not earlier? Because earlier was an issue of Malkus. And for Malkus, a Mamatzin was not good enough. You need the hekesh. But here, just the din of Hafara, nothing to do with Malkus. That's why the Gemara asks it here. Why don't you say it from a Mamatzinu? So the Gemara says, no. Dilma, and a Mamatzinu could be uprooted just based on any slight distinction between the two contexts. Because it's the weakest form of connection. It's just saying, oh, they're similar. So the Gemara just has to knock it out by any difference. So the Gemara says, Dilma gabi nedarmu demefer. Maybe only by nedarim we will allow a hafara. Mishum delo isle kitusa. Because it's infinite. A neder could go forever. There's no amount of time that's specified. Aval gabi nazirus, de isle kitzvasa. But by nazirus, where usually there is a definite time, the stam nazirus shloshim yom, stam nazirus is shloshim yom, as we'll have on tomorrow's daf, as we'll have in Nazir as well, Emalo, Kamash Malan, that is why we need the Hekish and not just the Mamatzinu. The Ran here talks about, why don't we say Stam Nidarim Shloshim Yom? If we say Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, so why don't we learn that to a Neder? So the Ran says, because Nidarim also include Nidre Hekdish, as we had back in the first Ran in the Masechta, and Nidre Hekdish aren't going to be limited. If I give a carpet to the base of Hekdash, that's not going to be Shloshim Yom. So because some Nidarim are going to be forever, so all Nidarim have to be in that rule also. Period. Good. Next section. Homer l'chaveiro mudarani v'chulu. Back to the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah had two types of phrases. Let's remember what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, if somebody says to their friend, mudrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, muruchani mimcha, I am separated from you in some way. I am distant from you. That was the first line. Then the Mishnah had another three phrases. That I eat from you, that I taste from you. So, usser. That's a language of neder. The question now is, are those two separate lines, or do they work with each other? So, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Bikulan ad sheyomar shani ochel lecha shani toim lecha. Shmuel says that the first lines of the Mishnah do not work by themselves. If I just say, I am distant from you, if I just say the words Meruchakani Mimcha, that's meaningless. That's meaningless. That is not enough to make a neder. It has to be both phrases, says Shmuel. Meruchakani Mimcha, Shani Ochelecha. I am separated from you, that I eat anything from you. You have to say both of those phrases. That is Shmuel. There is a machlokas here. If I just say the first phrase, is that nothing? Or is that what's called yadayim she'enon mochichos? We're going to have in the coming days, we have the concept of a yad for a nazir. Saying something that could mean, that means a neder. But a clear yad is called a yad mochiach, a clear cut yad. But we will learn there's something called a yad she'enon mochiach. It could be, but it's not 100% clear what you mean. So is that what this line is? If I just say mudrani mimcha, is that a yad she'enon mochiach? That's what the Ran said. That's what the Rashba says. The Ran says it's not even that. We'll have to see if there's any nafkamina to that. But either way, it doesn't work. Shmuel says, if I just say the words, one phrase from the first line, of mufreshani mimcha, that's not good enough. Says the Gemara Meisva, is that really true? But look at the Braisa. Mudrani mimcha. Mufreshani mimcha. Muruchakani mimcha. Hare ze asur. Shani ochelecha. Shani toim lecha. Hare ze asur. Question marks, you have the phrase Areza Asur separating the two lines. So doesn't that mean that they're working independently? Says the Gemara, no. Doesn't have to mean that. Hachi katani, bamedra mamurim. This is how you have to understand the Braisa. When do I say the first lines are a problem? But Omer, if I also say Shani Ocha Lacha, Shani Toim Lacha. Only if I said the second line too. Says the Gemara, but Vatani Ifcha. But we have a Braisa that says the opposite. Shani ochel lecha shani toim lecha aser, mudrani mimcha mufreshani mimcha, muruchakani mimcha reis aser. So you have it in the opposite order. That's a little more difficult to say. So the Gemara says, it's okay, I'll say it anyway. Tani achi, v'kfar amar mudrani. No, understand this Braisa as if the Braisa says the first line, and you've already said the second line. Basically, Shmuel would understand these Braisas as all being one big case, not separate cases. Says the Gemara, yachi, haino reisha. But if that's true, then the second brisa is the same exact thing as the first brisa. Right, if it means the same thing. The ode, and also, aser aser lamale lamisni. Also, it's very difficult to say that there's the same case if it says the word hareza aser twice. It says it after the first case and after the second case, so it's very difficult to suggest that that's the pshat of these brises. So the Gemara says, okay, let's revise Shmuel. Really, that line, just saying Mefreshani Mimcha, is significant. But there's a difference between saying just that line and saying that line with the next line. So Ella Amar Shmuel, Taima da Amar Sha'ani Ochelacha Sha'ani Toim Lacha, Hu da Aser V'chaveiro Mutter. The reason that it only goes in one direction is because you said both lines. If I say I am separated from you, that I will eat from you, that means I'm Aser from you, but you're Mutter to me. If I said both of those lines. But Aval Amar Mudrani Hemecha Lechude, if I just say that Mudrani, if I just say that, then it's working in both directions. Shneim Asurim. Then I'm basically saying they're both going to be Asur. That's how I understand my phrase. Ki Hada Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Mudrani Hemecha, Shneim Asurim. Because that's basically saying, I am away from you in all ways, giving and getting. So that is the line that Shmuel says that it is going in both directions. Okay, we'll have to talk more about this, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow when we get into two-directional versus one-directional, different types of nedarim, and we get into the sugyas of yadayim she'enen mochichos. Right, that's going to come up, Baruch Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.